How then is one able to differentiate this from mere electrocardiography? Often you cannot and it will require electrophysiologic study. However, you should do things such as vagal maneuvers and injecting adenosine. In this situation, if it's atrial tachycardia, there will hopefully be continuation of the P waves without conduction to the ventricle. If you can demonstrate this, you've at least identified atrial tachycardia as the mechanism because it becomes AV node independent. However, if tachycardia terminates with a QRS complex and not stopping on an atrial complex, you really do not have a differential point because some forms of atrial tachycardia are sensitive to adenosine.